This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
I'm like the once-a-year alarm clock that buzzes on the April 15th tax deadline today. I'm David Brancaccio. First, stock index futures are up this morning after the S&P fell 1.5% on Friday, the biggest one-day drop since January. Yes, there's concern inflation and therefore interest rates aren't falling faster, but a key concern was the Middle East. Economist Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives.
The notion of an imminent attack on Israel from Iran was leading to a classic flight to safety, stocks down, bonds up, so bond yields down, oil up, and now we're seeing a little bit of a relief trade coming in this morning as things maybe weren't as bad as people worried about.
Yeah, the benchmark for crude oil is down quite a lot in New York as we speak. Also, the interest rate setter-in-chief, Jerome Powell, the Fed, he speaks, I think, the International Monetary Fund has its meetings this week.
That's right. The IMF will be gathering to discuss the outlook for the global economy. So we're going to hear from Chair Powell and a whole lot of other central bankers and economic policymakers as they mull over what's next for the global economy.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching Europe. Their inflation is going in the right direction, i.e. down.
Yes, most countries' inflation continues to make progress, even as our recent data has been a little bit discouraging, and most central banks are on track for a rate cut probably this summer, early summer, probably around June. The Fed is the one, the outlier right now, pushing things back.
That pesky, stronger economy of ours. Economist Julia Coronado is also a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Crude oil is down 0.8% at $85 a barrel now. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up 0.6%. File your tax return today or file for an extension. It's like gravity. It's the law for most filers. The Treasury Department says the IRS itself is much improved after a boost to its budget. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The Treasury Department says the IRS has cut average call wait times to 3 minutes, down from 28 minutes in 2022, and it's answered over a million more calls than last year. Treasury is also touting improvements to the IRS's Where's My Refund tool. Now it gives taxpayers more details on the status of their refunds in plainer language. Treasury says these improvements were made possible by an extra $80 billion the IRS got from the Inflation Reduction Act. House Republicans have clawed some of that money back. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates a $35 billion cut to the IRS's budget would increase the deficit by $54 billion. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The national conversation about immigration is focused on the U.S. southern border, yet among economists, at least, a consensus has emerged that the influx of immigrants is a major reason why hiring can be running so strong. Less understood is the role immigrants also play in starting new businesses and hiring for those businesses. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been looking at the data. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
New businesses that may have the capacity to hire others. What do you see?
So let's take the results of a recent survey. It's by Gusto. It's a payroll benefits, human resources technology provider for small businesses. And they surveyed business owners on its platform and found that 40% of new business owners in 2023, last year, were either immigrants or the children of immigrants.
Interesting, but it's one survey. What does broader economic research have to say about people who come from other countries being, what, more likely to start a business?
They are, and boy, it's by a wide margin. And that's the conclusion of a study by four economists. Now, what they found, David, is per capita, immigrants are about 80% more likely to create a firm compared to a U.S.-born citizen.
Are these mostly, what, small firms?
Immigrants not only create more firms overall, but on average, they create more small firms, more medium-sized businesses, and more large firms. And I want to add that well-educated immigrants, you know, they rightly get a lot of focus when it comes to new business creation. I mean, think Silicon Valley. But in a recent conversation I had with Giovanni Perry, he's an economist and immigration expert at the University of California, Davis, he stressed that less educated immigrants are also very entrepreneurial.
And this entrepreneurial activity, what does it do to overall employment in the U.S.? Because I mean, that's a key concern, immigrants taking jobs from people who were born here.
I mean, look, we know that job growth disproportionately comes from new small businesses. Immigrant entrepreneurs in the U.S. are associated with a net gain in jobs. Specifically, they're responsible for roughly 1 in 4 of all jobs in young firms. So, as the study about immigrant entrepreneurs put it, immigrant business owners are more job creators than job takers.
Now, swirling across all of this more generally is a remarkable resurgence as we came out of the worst part of the pandemic in entrepreneurship.
Americans filed 5.5 million applications to start new businesses in 2023, and nearly 1.8 million are highly likely to hire employees. And this is according to estimates by the Economic Innovation Group, which is a think tank. Now, both figures represent high points for this data. Of course, we don't know how many of these business applications are from immigrants and how many plans will turn into a real business. But I think it's safe to say immigrants are well represented in the numbers. Immigrant entrepreneurs are vital to both future business creation and future job creation.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Washington Post reported just now that the FBI has opened a criminal investigation into the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. It cites unnamed U.S. officials saying it's about whether the cargo ship's crew may have left the port knowing the vessel had serious systems problems. 6 members of a construction crew working on the bridge died when the fully laden ship careened into a bridge support. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.